Take a breath, because we're going in. We're going in, we're going up. Breathe gently in through your nose. Gently up, up to the highest part of your being. Unity, we call this our Christ mind. And I like to affirm at the beginning of a meditation, the Christ in me is awake now. Christ in me. What is the Christ in me but the memory of God, the memory of good, the memory of life, the memory of love, the memory of health and well-being. The Christ in me is awake now. Those of you who care to, would you affirm that with me, please? The Christ in me is awake now. Be breathing. Let that Christ awareness flow. Flow through your mind, flow through your vision, your hearing, your words. Flow through your body, your whole torso. Let it clean out any old thoughts. Let it cleanse. Let it flow down through your legs so that it is easier to move forward now in both mind and body. The Christ in me is awake now, making me aware, reminding me of the good that is and the good that I am. The Christ in me is awake now, reminding me of the good that is and the good that I am. Let's take that thought into the silence. Christ in me is awake now, reminding me of the good that is and the good that I am. Let's go on in and be quiet for a moment. Christ in me. Christ in me. What a way to celebrate. What a day to celebrate. What a life to celebrate. When I would consider knowing that the Christ in me is awake now, that I would use a word like Christ in reference to myself. For the Christ is not another man. The Christ is my direct relationship with God. It's your direct relationship with God. It's our direct relationship with God. And it is awake in us now. Awake to remind us of anything we may have forgotten. So let us be assured we have been reminded of health, wealth, well-being, harmony, peace, power, love, presence. Let us be assured. And in that assurance, let's start our journey back here. Back here to this sanctuary, this place called Unity. And as we come back, let us come back refreshed, renewed, fully aware of the good that has just taken place, that we may say thank you and amen. Let's listen to Kenneth.
Inside me, and I think, oh. it's bound to come, though so long to wait. I keep saying tonight, or today for the endless days, and my heart clamors and prays it will not come too late. But when come it does, in the shape of love or life, I will give my life and my love I know. I've such grand aims with so many names that I've grown numb, but sure one is bound. It's the unrest inside me, and I think I'll go mad.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Kenneth Gartman, thank you so much. I asked him to sing the two songs this week. And I thought, I like that song. Let's do a talk on I Wish It So. Because there's a lot of things I wish that metaphysically I'm really not using my tools to manifest. And so I looked up, what is wishful thinking? And the definition is wishful thinking is the formation of beliefs based on what might be pleasing to imagine, rather than on evidence, rationality, or reality. It is a product of resolving conflicts between belief and desire. So I looked up the metaphysical meaning of wishing. Wishing, a wish is a superficial expression of desire and is only fleeting. The patience, perseverance, and intense eagerness necessary to spiritual growth cannot come from anything as shallow as a wish. Wishing will give way to desire when one consecrates himself wholly to God and follows up his consecration with prayer and meditation on truth. And finally, the metaphysical meaning of desire. Metaphysical meaning of desire says, an expression of the inmost being of man, the onward impulse of an ever-evolving man. It springs from deep within being and has enduring power. Deep desire is essential to spiritual growth. It is desire, earnest, intense desire that draws the whole being up out of mortality and its transient joys into the power to appreciate and to receive real spiritual blessings. So that's very different than a wish, that desire thing, that thing that wells up in us, that comes from our source, that desire for experience, that desire for something. A wish is more based on a superstition. You know, a dream is a wish your heart makes, which is very sweet, and it's a lovely song. But to me, wishing is something I do when I don't really want to change my consciousness. I want to manifest, I want stuff, but I don't want to change my consciousness to do it. I'm not looking for that grand, truly whole shift in my being in order to experience my source at work. And so I hope we understand the difference there. As a child, you know, you blow on a dandelion and make a wish. You got a wishbone, you make a wish. Nobody in my house was like, now work on your consciousness, pray through using affirmations and denials, and now make a wish. Nobody said that in our house as a kid. So make a wish, honey. And you'd make a wish. Thinking, oh, I'm going to get something good. And I don't remember anything ever happening that because I broke a wishbone. As a child, I so often have heard, oh, my prayers came true. Prayers don't come true. Prayers are not wishes. Prayers are spiritual science at work. A true prayer is an expression of willingness to experience the good that one is and the power that resides in one. And so to look in that and say, oh, that is very different, isn't it? When I came into Unity and I was taught these things, that affirmations and denials, they are spiritual science. They are a way of expressing our willingness and our unwillingness and finding out which is which. Because when I came, I didn't know. I thought everything I wanted, I was willing to experience. I was still just beginning to learn when I walked into Unity that I wanted stuff. I wanted lots and lots of stuff. And I had no idea how to manifest that stuff. And so I would wish. And I would say empty prayers. Oh, please, God, give me. And then I'd wonder, well, they told me I could manifest. How many here came into Unity? You're hearing Edwin, different ministers said, oh, yeah, it's easy to manifest. Just do this, 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 and this. But unless you do this, unless you change the inside, all this other stuff they talk about is just outer busyness that does not lead to long-lasting powers and understanding of how to be a powerful manifester. One must look at one's willingness. You know, so now if I pray and I express I am willing to experience something, I immediately go within and I say, am I? Am I willing to experience that? And I look for any resistance anywhere. That's kind of what Myrtle Fillmore did in her healing. You know, what's going on? Why aren't I having the healing I expected to have? I think I'm doing the work, but I'm not manifesting the way I'm promised I could manifest. And so I promise everybody here, we can be very powerful manifestors. Some of us already are. And some of us are still wondering, why can't I? What's going on? Why aren't I the manifester that they say I can be? And for those of us who have these issues of manifestation, you got to look at your own willingness. You know, I'm willing. Well, no. Here's the deal. One would say, I am ready and willing to experience divine love in its full embrace. And I'll say to you, are you still walking around character assassinating people? Are you still walking around in guilt and shame of any kind? Either a need to be ashamed yourself or that you're shaming someone else who's not taking proper care of you. And some of us think we're smarter because we know what's wrong with the world. Some of us think, oh, I can go online, my Facebook, I can go typing away at my Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is. And I guess Instagram, and do all that stuff and get there and think, oh, I'll be part of the group because I can get in there and say what's wrong. And people will see how smart I am. You're not smart for knowing. You are not smart and I'm not smart for knowing what's wrong with the world. I don't need to worry about being smart. What I need to be is connected to my source. I learned that years ago. If I want to manifest powerfully, I need to connect with my source. And where I've gotten flummoxed, we'll say, here's a good word, flummoxed, where I've gotten fouled up over the years is when I confuse my source with a human being. When I confuse my source with an object. You know, in the olden days, the old biblical days, they used to make idols. They'd make big golden idols, calves and what have you, and pray to them and think they could manifest through making these idols. And today we do it a different way. We've made money, we've made cash. And so I will, let me get a here. Okay, here's a dollar bill. Look, it says, in God we trust. So therefore it must be very, very powerful. And this golden image, except it's green, is my source. This piece of paper is the source of my money. It is the source of my wealth. If I'm living in confusion, I'm saying, money. Ooh, look, it falls down on me and everything. And now I'm rich. I was rich before I had this, because my source isn't this. My source is that which created this. My source is that which makes the divine idea of money, the divine idea of exchange, of trade. That is my source. But you see, in that, so I wish it so. I wish that weren't so. What I wish would be so is that I could have everything I want without responsibility, and I could still maintain my resentments. I could still maintain my guilt. I could still maintain, because you see, if I'm guilty, at least then I have some redemption. Now we're talking psychologically here. We're not talking in truth. But to look at that and say, oh, that's my source. You know, here. I could make this bobblehead of Sean my source. Ooh. And I've got a picture of me back there. Oh, there's a lot of tribute to the nice Reverend Sean in this room, from when he was reverend and after he's reverend and when he became a bobblehead. And so I have made a loving tribute to myself that doesn't look a lot like me, really. Nevertheless, It was made to be like me. And so I could use this, or someone else could use this to pray to. Oh, Sean can manifest. Let me use his bobblehead. And he will pray. We'll pray to that, to manifest. I will go down the street often wishing, oh, I wish there were peace everywhere in the street. Oh, I wish that weren't so. And I think I wish more weren't so than what were so. Somehow I don't seem to believe in the peace of God and the joy of God and the presence and power of God. But I keep thinking, if that would just stop, if all the homeless had homes and everybody had enough money and people stopped cheating through government, through oil, through whatever, you know, stop doing that. If people wouldn't lie to us on television anymore, if people wouldn't lie to each other, if people would just be nice. Can't we just be nice to each other? I wish we would just be nice. And somehow, then I forget to do the real spiritual work. I wish it so. Oh, I wish it so. Let me read this to us all. I'd say read it to you, but I need it as much as anybody. And this comes from the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament. As you know, I like it a lot. And this comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And it says, do not change your mind out of fear, but out of love. For love is the only power that is real. When you change your mind out of fear, you attempt to change your experience because you believe your experience is Lord. Isn't that interesting that she used that word there, is Lord? In this case, you wish for a different experience because you believe a different experience is needed to bring you joy. This purpose denies who you are, and so you shall learn that you are who you are not through choosing this experience. To learn who you are, do not seek an experience that will give you what you want. Choose instead to be independent of your experience. In choosing independence, you learn you are not subject. And when you have learned you are not subject, you are free to learn you are Lord, meaning that you are the boss. You are the boss of your thoughts. You are the boss of your thinking. You're the boss of your experience. And how do I know this? Because I am the boss of my experience. I tell myself what to think. Usually I use my past to inform me of what to say, but I'm still telling myself what to think. And until I go within and I say, Spirit, tell me what to think here. God, tell me what to think, whatever word you want. But it's that highest thinking. Christ in me informs me of what to think now about this and about this and about whatever. You know, Christ in me is awake now, and it informed, that awakened Christ within me, Christ's Spirit within me, tells me what to think in truth and in wisdom and in love. You know, to start doing that all the time, to start the day every day, Christ in me, awaken now, telling me what to think in truth, in love, in presence, in power about each and every experience. And we'll start with the bathroom mirror this morning. We'll start when I look at myself in the mirror so that I can look in the mirror and say, hi, God, hi, truth, hi, wisdom, whatever you want to do, so that you there's no looking in the mirror and seeing anything but good. You have to look in the mirror and see good. And that's how we start. That way you're getting truth. You're absolutely getting the truth. And then I picked this out from John chapter 12, verse 20 through 28. And it says, what do I want? This is the question you must ask and keep firmly within your mind in all things. For you will see and experience that which you want, because it is that which you have chosen to experience. And you must be given that which you have chosen to experience. Within your mind, there is a wish. It is a protected and denied wish. And yet it is a wish that has been very dear to you until now. This is the wish that you could be that which you want to be. This is a wish that wishes for change within the changeless. And so this is a wish that asks the changeless to be what it is not. This is why you have feel you have stolen yourself from God. It is because you have asked that you could be what you are not. And then you made a web of beliefs cast upon a fog and a shadow that you may experience that which you want to experience. You must see and experience that which you choose to see and experience because you wanted it so, and so you made it so. All that you have given unto yourself, so that all that you know has been a gift given unto you and given by you. If you choose to lay your experiences aside and choose the experience of welcoming the light, you must choose to lay your secret wish aside as completely undesired. And you must choose to welcome the light as all that you want to know and be. So if you're wishing for a lot of money, but you haven't dealt with acquiring the consciousness of what to do with a lot of money, how to acquire it, and what to do once you have acquired it. And it's not about using your past to tell you. It's about going, being informed by spirit within. So the question that you must ask yourself and that you must continue to ask yourself and the question that you must hold firmly within your mind is this: what do I want? What is it that I truly, within the depths of my heart, seek as my only experience? Do I seek the changeless truth of all that is? Is this what I would know? Or would I have my own kingdom rather than know that I am king? So we look at this, and I wish it so. I wish it were easy. I wish it were this. I wish it were that. And I encourage us all to begin to look at the unrest inside us. And everybody has it in one form or another. Some it's easier. They've grown accustomed to it, and they know what to do when it comes up. I just froze, I think, on the camera there. There I am. Yay. Where'd I go? Leo, am I here?
You're here. You're okay. Here. It should catch up to itself.
Okay, good. So anyway, is everybody hearing me in Ron?
Okay, you might want to you might want to sign back off and sign back on real fast and finish your talk, because
I'll be right back.
Okay, yeah, great. Hi, everybody. He'll be right back. Takes just a second, and I imagine that will fix it. And Sean is coming back. He'll be there. He is. Hang on.
Okay, are we there? Yay. Sorry about that, everybody. I don't know if it was my internet or what, but anyway, just to go on. So become aware of your wishes, but become aware of your true desires, your honest desires. If you wish for money, what is it you think the money's going to give you? You wish for a car, what do you think the car is going to give you? You wish for a relationship, what do you think the relationship is going to give you? If you wish for harmony or peace or joy or the presence of God, whatever it is, what will that give you? What if you were to acquire or manifest those wishes, what will they give you? And that's what you pray on. That's what you work on your willingness for, to experience, oh, this is what I wish. This is what my true desire is, to be seen, to be heard, to express the light of God in everything that I say and everything that I do, in all my relationships, so that I feel that I'm a part of everything, but that I have the confidence to know I am a part of the whole human race. I am a part of the whole God aspect of life and the living of it. You know, so to work on that willingness to experience that which I truly want, because often our desires, they are to assuage us through our feeling separate, when what we really want is to know we are connected and that we are a part of all of it. It's funny, Kenneth is going to sing another song in honor of Spanish Heritage Month. David has a song that he wrote that's familiar to a lot of people. And Kenneth is going to sing it in Spanish. And can't believe the whole earth, but I can finally share with my heart you. My heart listen to what's the one thing. So I don't start. Listen to my heart. My life I don't know.
Oye la canción de mi
escucharás, escucharás. Oye su cantar y todo, todo te dirá cómo va a empezar la vida una vez más. Pero si quieres comprender mi amor, óyelo.
Thank you, Kenneth, so much.